Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
WIP Football Authority, Mr. Elliot Shoparks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, was it arrogance? Give me your theory on why Sirianni made so many bad calls at the key sequence in the game.
Yeah, I don't know if arrogance is the right word, but it was foolish. I mean, the call on that fourth down I thought was a terrible one. I thought the play calling in general was terrible. I mean, even the play where they rolled Jalen Hurts out, he only has the one option of Zach Ertz in the corner there, and if that doesn't work out, he basically has nowhere to go. So, you know, I think Sirianni, coming off of week one where he did such a great job, you saw it yesterday, he is a rookie head coach, and I do think it's a fit-in experience. I agree with Al. He's been around football his whole life, but I think it's different when you're the head coach, you're in that situation, it's an NFL game, it's the first time he's called plays. So I thought Sirianni absolutely cost them that game yesterday.
We're not arguing that. That's going to – when we get the first poll, you'll see he's probably got 80% of the votes for a cost of the game. But, Elliot, is there an element of arrogance? And the reason that I think Mike Sielski may have a good point is they blitz, they blow out the Falcon. They are dominating the Niners. Three and out. And now he's going, if I don't get these points – we're not going to let them score anyway. Was it an element of arrogance in some of that play call? He left at least 6 points, maybe 13 on the field.
Yeah, but to your point, they did dominate the Falcons. They were dominating the 49ers. So, I mean, even if – I just don't think Eric – it just didn't work, right? I mean, if the play call worked, we're all sitting here and saying, wow, what a creative coach he is. Look how aggressive he is.
Yeah, it's
it just
true.
Didn't work. It was poorly executed, right? So
right.
I just thought it was bad decision-making, not arrogant.
All right, let's talk about Jalen Hurts. How would you evaluate his performance?
You know, one thing I thought about a lot yesterday watching that game was if Carson Wentz played that game, how would the city react to it, right? And I think that in a lot of ways, the fact that Jalen only led the offense to 3 points, 11 points, he deserves blame for that. Like, absolutely. You're the starting quarterback. You deserve blame for that. But the other reality is it was only a 6 or 7 start. And I thought there were a lot of really good moments for him. First of all, he didn't turn the ball over, right, which is huge. He didn't – by not turning the ball over, he never allowed the game to get completely out of control. So I thought that was a positive. I thought he had a few really nice throws. The throw to Quez Watkins was really good. The 40-yard completion to Watkins was really good. They hit a really nice pass to Goddard near the goal line. So I did think there were a lot of positives. But ultimately, if he wants to hold on to this job, if he wants to keep being the quarterback, he's got to help him score more than 11 points flat out.
All right, he made two amazing plays. You alluded to Quez, 91 yards, great throw, great play. Here's why the 11 points is bogus, all right? Because you could add 7 to that if Jalen Reagor knows how to run down the field without stepping out of bounds. Elliot, that was a great throw Hurts made, and his guy can't stay in bounds? I mean, that's wide receiver 101, isn't it?
Yeah, that was brutal. And then, you know, the ironic part is it was also then kind of a nice play by Reagor, too, to go up, get the ball, and, you know, obviously to get in. So, you know, I think that rule in general, like the Reagor thing aside, is a dumb rule. Like, you should be completely out of bounds one or the other. I mean, his foot was halfway out of bounds. I don't know how much of an advantage he got on that. But regardless, you're right. That was a nice throw. And I think the story of the game outside of Sirianni is just missed opportunities, right? I mean, that's 7 points right there. The blocked field goal is 3 points. The defense had a chance at 3 turnovers and didn't convert any of them. So I think even in a loss against a team that I think we'd all agree is pretty good, I really didn't think they got outplayed. They really just kind of continually shot themselves in the foot.
Speaking of dumb, since you said dumb play, Derek Barnett, your views.
Derek Barnett, you saw this week why they signed Josh Sweat and not Derek Barnett to an extension. And I think when you look back at the last, 2 years of Derek Barnett's career, the thing you remember more than any positive impact is just the boneheaded plays he makes. Remember the play against the Packers in Green Bay where he has the personal foul. You know, he does this consistently. And then yesterday, there's just no reason whatsoever to just run up and hit the running back like that. There just isn't. You know, so I think he's been a disappointment as the 14th overall pick. But at this point, he's kind of not even an average player. He's a lot of times more of a detriment out there on the field than he is a positive.
But here's the problem now, Elliot. Brandon Graham is gone for the year. Have I become out of medical mind? I knew it was Achilles.
Yeah.
I knew it. I think most people now know. He's 33 years old. He's hobbling. It's the ankle. You right away think it must be the Achilles. Now with him gone, not only his play but his leadership, don't you have to rely on a first-round pick who's in his fifth year like Barnett? Doesn't he have to mature now and play like an intelligent football player?
Yeah, he has to. And look, he has a chance to earn a lot of money if he can do it over these next, 14 games or whatever's left. But the thing that really stood out to me, and Brandon Graham has been on the Eagles the entire time I've covered him. So I'm well aware of how much he's respected, how much players like him, all those things. I was still shocked at how somber the mood was yesterday in those press conferences, listening to Lane Johnson talk about him, listening to all the players that went up there and talk about how devastated they were. Fletcher Cox talked about how he's only ever played next to him pretty much his whole career. So I think that this is definitely a gut check moment for the team. And I think that, this loss of Graham, yes, on the field, absolutely, it's a big one. But off the field, I think this could be a moment where, if things fall apart, like the injury of Brandon Graham could be the turning point.
All right, last thing. I'm probably still a voice in the wilderness, but I will keep pounding this until I win. Fletcher Cox, all right? Fletcher Cox is a guy who should be able to shut down one of the quarterback sneaks. One big play in one big moment, Fletcher Cox. They had 97-yard drive to turn the game around.
Yep.
Later in the game, Jonesy, 92-yard drive. Here's Fletcher Cox after the game assessing the performance of his defense.
I mean, I think as a defense, we played good, but obviously, we didn't play good enough to win. So, you can take some good and bad from what just happened in this game today. And, you learn from the good. I mean, you learn from the bad and, even from the good stuff, the good plays that we made today, you just learn from it. And, you go out and you practice, correct the wrong, and, get ready for the next game.
How you feel about Cox right now, Elliot?
I don't completely disagree with you. That there's no denying if you just watch these last two games, you would not see Fletcher Cox. Like, he's not standing out. He's not making big-time plays. So I don't completely disagree with you. But where I would disagree is the defense through two games has been very good. They've only given up, I believe, 23 total points, if I'm not mistaken. And, even yesterday, the 49ers, when they scored those touchdown drives, they were taking 12 plays, 15 plays. I mean, they were not just moving the ball up and down the field. So Fletcher Cox is a big part of that. I think, the Javon Hargrave start to this season, Fletcher Cox has something to do with that. But the team is playing Fletcher Cox a lot of money, and he's not standing out. And I think that's definitely a problem through two games.
Elliot Shore-Prox with many more thoughts. Elliot, when we talk later in the week, I'll get your views of what happened with Carson Wentz yesterday. All I can say is my thoughts and prayers go out to Carson and his family. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.